Thank you. And my name is Ephraim Banana, and I am with you today from our home in Banana Land. And when I say our home, this is the home of Banana. And I have Margaret Gray and General Galen Shaw, as it was explained to me.
I can...
If you just don't mind, Ms. Gray, I'll explain this to the people that are listening. I have and successfully filed a restraining order against Phil Hendry for the things that he had said on his show. Not that Mr. Hendry was being purposefully hurtful or destructive, but he just got a lot of things wrong. And with the aid of the Sixth Court of Appeals, I don't know which court it was. It was one down here in Florida. They said that we could enjoin and otherwise restrict and do a restraint on Mr. Hendry. I get to do what I have to say here on his show. The court did rule, however, that Mr. Henry's staff must be here to adhere to the formatics and so forth. We need to be here just so that everything goes along.
And we also are entitled to represent Mr. Henry on a limited basis.
On a limited basis. Because what happened on this program not too very long ago when Mr. Henry first arrived here in on the Space Coast here in Central Florida was what we thought would be a way of introducing Mr. Hendry to our wonderful world here on the Banana. That is the Banana, and for those of you who are just joining us,
you'd have to explain it,
which is what I'm about to do. See, when they said that you could be here, it doesn't mean that you...
We have to be able to be accurate here.
Okay, but you... When we say the Banana, we mean our family, but we don't say the Banana family. We have spent literally over a century establishing ourselves as Banana. And when Mr. Hendry came on here and kept saying, oh, the Banana family, here's Mr. Ephraim Banana. My name is Mr. Ephraim Banana, but I am Banana 1. My wife, Karen, is Banana 2. My son, John, is Banana 3. My other son, Jared, is Banana 4. And then we've had some legal problems.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, your name is Bob Dickman, right?
It's Bud Dickman.
Well, that's Bud Dickman. Go ahead.
Banana 1, last week after the restraining order was filed, we did get contact from a man who called himself Banana 16. His name was Sean Banana. And he...
All right, Banana 16 is a son of mine. I have a great many children. I'll take it from here. I have a great many children.
There's Banana 16 right here.
I see his picture. I know. I have a lot of children. I'm very prolific. I'm very, I got a very prolific and fertile
Yeah.
If you guys keep talking for me, then I don't talk for myself. I am, as you call me, Ephraim Banana. I have a lot of kids. I went out into the world. I met women. I made kids. And they're out there. And they're doing, I believe, good. Now, we got this contact from this Banana 16, otherwise known as Sean. But I thought I had named him Paul or something, but his name is Sean Banana. But his name, he is Banana 16.
Now, because he's Banana 16, he's in line for inheritance?
Yes, he is in line for a piece of the Banana Land, which at one time was called the Banana River Plantation. But I don't want to keep going back to these old terms, and this is why we filed a restraining order against Mr. Henry. He kept saying, oh, you're Mr. Banana? I said, no, I'm Banana 1. Oh, boy.
I know it's very hurtful for you.
It is a little bit.
You're Banana 1. Your plantation, if you'll pardon me, sir, is called Banana Land.
Yes.
And part of the problem you're having is that Mr. Henry, over the last 2 weeks, has been promoting the Savannah Bananas, Bud Dickman.
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas.
No, wait a minute.
So people know, the Savannah Bananas is a baseball team, what are called the Bananas. And Mr., you can take it over from here, Banana 1, but people need to know you are not, you don't have nothing against the Savannah Bananas.
No, we don't. No, we do not have anything against what we suggested to them was that they be called themselves the Savannah Banana, they singularize it. And they told me, actually, they didn't say anything. They just ignored, they ignored a letter from my attorney. In fact, my attorney sent three or four letters.
And each one of those suggested a name change to Savannah Banana.
Each one suggested a name change to Savannah Banana. And it was ignored, ignored, ignored. So I don't even know what the Savannah Bananas think about it, because they haven't, they just took our letters, and in my mind's eye, if, you know, I just see them reaching back and,
well, no, you don't have to be that crude.
Well, that's how I feel about it. However, one of the things that we pride ourselves on in the banana,
that would be the banana family.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you don't keep calling it that.
I apologize.
Yeah. When I say the banana, that's all that needs to be said. You should then realize, oh,
you're talking about the banana family.
No, he's talking about the banana.
I got it.
Yeah. So when I say the banana, that's, I'm talking about the banana. And I'm talking about banana 16 all the way on down to banana 1.
May I ask you how many bananas, well, not how many bananas, what would you say?
Just how many children?
How many children do you have?
Right now I have 16. There may be another one out there, I don't know. And I'm very happy to certainly make them a part of what we call banana faction. That is the inheritance. We have banana, the family. Then we have banana faction, which is where all the money goes. And we have the banana support system. There's an awful lot going on. We have the what we call the banana hammock, and that is a retirement center.
The banana hammock.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, that's what people call a jockstrap, I think.
Well, you know, I'm here to try to get some respect back for the banana, and you guys are saying what?
A lot of these clowns call a banana hammock. It's a jockstrap.
The banana hammock was founded by myself and my wife, Karen, as a retirement center for banana. And you come in here and tell me that somebody, this is something they put their...
Yeah, it's basically something they rest their balls in.
But I'm gonna... You know what? I'm going to go back to my lawyer. I got to get this restraining order.
You need to get it redone.
Everyone's laughing.
We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the Space Coast with Banana One as we talk more about the banana. Get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. In it, you'll find thousands of hours of great radio and digital content. You'll laugh until you're sick all over the front of your shirt. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get one for a month or for a year. And when we say get one, we mean a subscription, not something that's like an infection or you need a shot for. You don't say what we're saying, right? Yes, we do. That's me doing a voice and pretending I'm two people.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
And this is Ephraim Banana, Banana One, here at Banana Land. Banana Land was a plantation, and I know that the last time that I was here on this platform, I spoke of it as a place that I myself lived at during the times of slavery. And I talked about the slaves that we had, as if I knew them. And that is a mindset that many that are of banana, Banana 1, Banana 2, I have a cousin who is adjacent, that we call them Banana Adjacent 3, 4, or 5. Yeah, I believe he was Banana Adjacent 4, is that right, honey? And my wife, Karen, is my wife, Banana 2, is here. I got to watch that.
You do have to be careful, don't you? Otherwise, you have to sue yourself or something like that?
No. No, I don't sue myself. I have to report it to my attorney. And that goes in the file for retirement. So in other words, when I am sent off to the banana hammock and they find out who is entitled to an inheritance, they will see this as something that got sent to the banana file when I referred to my wife as my wife. And I should have said banana too, like I just did now.
And that means you will be further docked any retirement.
That means I'm further away from my fair share of the retirement, which frankly, if you want to know the truth, I ought to get it all. And here's why. I'm the one that is here promoting and telling the world about banana. And I got a brother and I got two cousins. Hey, man.
What about them?
Well, I don't want to say. I don't want to say. But I'll tell you, and you know, Banana 4, you know that I'm talking about you when I say, when I walk by you, and if I were to light a match, both of our heads would explode.
Jesus. You're listening to The Banana. This is Ephraim Banana, otherwise known as Banana One, as he gets some things straight following a restraining order that he applied to Phil Henry. Hold on. What is that? Mr. Henry, what is going on? Mr. Henry, you're
not allowed in here.
What do you mean I'm not allowed in here? Phil, didn't you get the judge's ruling? Get any ruling from any judge. I'm going to sit. This is my show. You understand that?
Mr. Henry, I'm Banana. I'm Banana One of the Banana. You know that.
Yes, sir, I do. I know all of that stuff. I didn't get any restraining order. You guys try to lock me up, bud. That's the last time you try to do that. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Phil, our understanding is you're not allowed here. Well, do I own this place or don't I?
Mr. Henry, I'm Banana One.
I know you're Banana. May I sit down?
This is wrong, wrong, wrong.
I was told. Sir, hold on. I don't want you to lose your temper. I understand from my attorney, okay, Mr. Frank Gray, that you got some restraining order from a judge that's retired. You went to his house?
I went to the home of Judge Frank Sherbert, and he signed it.
He signed it
and
what?
And he signed it and he walked away and laid down on a couch.
Is the man a sitting judge or is he just a friend of yours?
Mr. Henry, is the man a sitting judge or a friend of yours? So you're telling me it was not a legitimate restraining order?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I found out from my lawyer, and he went to the court today.
Well, I want to know.
I want to know when my rights will be respected.
All right, I want to hear what your problem is with me, but I don't want to be locked out of my own studio.
Would you not wave your right hand around?
Bill, you're waving your right hand around like you've got a... There's some kind of an neuro-electro-muscular problem.
What?
Well, this is what you're doing, Phil. It's like if you were sitting still just waving your hand.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm Banana One, and my wife... I just said Banana Two is my wife, Karen. I'm going to be in big trouble because of what I said.
I don't know what's going on, but I want to be here, and I want to address any grievance you may have.
The grievance I'm addressing, Mr. Henry, most of all, was not just the fact that you did not respect what we called a banana profile or the banana factor. That is, I'm not Mr. Ephraim Banana. I'm Banana One. My wife's Banana Two.
I yes, sir.
Okay, that was not respected. Number two, more importantly, as I said to General Shaw here, to Ms. Gray, and to Mr. Robert...
It's Bud.
Bud Dickman, that you have been promoting the Savannah Bananas. We have a letter into the Savannah Bananas asking them to change their name to the Savannah Banana. Or, if they refuse to do that, we'll start a baseball team of our own called the Savannah Banana, and we will go out there and banana. Man, we will banana till the cows come home. In fact, what we have, Mr. Henry, is the one-word interlocutor. And this is, as I mentioned to Ms. Gray...
Well, this is something that sounds incredible, if it's possible.
Oh, no, trust me. If I were to give you, Mr. Henry, the word, the banana, it would probably stop you in your tracks. I don't want to do it because I don't know if you have a health issue.
What do you mean a health issue?
Well, if I drop banana, and I know Mr. Dickman over here is laughing right now...
Well, you say you drop banana.
Laugh if you want, but when I lay a banana on you, and that is the one word interlocutor, you will wish to God you had not disrespected me.
Go ahead.
So you want me to go ahead and...
I think it's something that could be dangerous, Phil.
Go ahead. Whatever it is you're
going to
do.
I am going to drop banana on you. Here it is. One, two, banana!
Nope, I didn't feel anything. Fuck it. What does all that mean?
Yeah, could you explain what you mean by banana?
When we say we're going to banana... That means we're going to just go out as a family and go ahead and just put the banana on everybody. What is he laughing at, bud?
Well, you said you're going to put the banana on someone.
I'm not talking about pulling it out. All right, everybody take it easy, okay? Now, number one, you have a problem with the term, the insulting, the people are insulting Banana Hammock. Banana Hammock is a retirement place for all of the members of Banana.
And someone here said, well, that's what they call a jockstrap. And I wanted an apology, and I want it now.
I'm sorry, sir. I was the one to do it. And you're... My name's Bud Dickman.
Okay, Mr. Dickman, you must apologize for that because we've got a lot of people that work very hard. What is that, anyway?
Some bird.
Okay. By the way, this is a very beautiful plantation. I shouldn't say plantation. This is banana land, okay? At one time, yes, it was the banana plantation many years ago. And I made a big, big mistake, and this is probably why the judge...
The judge, apparently, according to Phil, that you got to sign this restraining order, is retired. He came to the door, signed something. You said he went back and fell asleep on a couch.
Okay, well, what happened? I got to get Banana 12 in here because it was Banana 12. What is Banana 12? What? It's a man. Oh, but I mean, the family lawyer. His name is get him over there. Terrence Coffacall. And Terrence Coffacall is Banana 12 also the attorney. Now, he went over here to Judge Factor's house and said, we assign this restraining order, and Judge Factor, was he drunk? Okay, well, he signed it, and he said he staggered back to a couch and fell back onto the couch.
Well, that doesn't sound like any real restraining order.
I don't know how it's done, but that's what we thought we had. Now you're telling me you can come here and just blah, 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 blah. You know what, sir? You're losing your cool here. It's taken us a long time. Now, when you said the banana savannas, the savannah... Allow me, if you don't mind, sir. All right, but please don't take too much time, Mr. Henry. There's a lot of protocol we have to go through. I got Banana 16 out here sitting, standing in a parking lot smoking cigarettes, waiting for you to come out there with an envelope full of money. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing, believe me.
Well, yes, you were. All right. Forgive me. It's been a long day. The Savannah Bananas is a baseball team. It never once crossed my mind that it might be offensive to you. It's a baseball team. It's an entertainment, an exhibition baseball team. They do a lot of dancing as well as playing baseball. They have captured the imagination of a lot of people. People like them, and we've been showing their videos on our Facebook page. I meant no disrespect to your family.
And can I ask you, at any time when you had the Savannah Banana, what is it again?
Savannah Bananas.
Savannah Bananas. At any time when you had the Savannah Bananas, were you at all thinking about Banana Land or how this would affect the banana?
I don't think you did.
No, I did not, sir. You're right.
Okay, so everything that you did and everything that we did together, the things we did together here?
Take it easy, sir.
Please don't tell me to take it easy.
Well, I think Phil's trying to make it right for you.
Everything that we talked about went in one ear, came... This is what we say in the banana, by the way. And it's part of what we call the banana factor protocol. It went in one ear, came out the other ear, then went back in.
You all right? Want some water?
Yeah. It went in one ear, came out the other ear, turned around and went back in that ear that it just came out of, went back through the head again and came out the other ear.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means that stupid doesn't even begin to explain what you did.
Well, all I know is the Savannah Bananas had... I didn't think of you guys.
All right. The damage that has caused I can't even begin, because I've gotten cards and letters from people all over the country who listened to your podcast, and they said, oh, the Savannah Bananas, you must be very proud. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And they said, well, Mr. Banana, and I said, it's Banana One.
Oh, boy.
That's very important to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I earned that. Just like Karen Banana Two earned Banana Two. And my little girl, Chartreuse, was born some 26 years ago. Chartreuse earned Banana 3. And then Chartreuse's brother, Banana 4, Todd. Banana 5 was Tad. Banana 6 was, what's the name of her? I don't even remember the name of the sixth kid. God damn it. I understand.
It's been very emotional for you, sir.
I can imagine it's been very emotional.
Yeah, it has. Get me the name of our Banana 6 before you leave for the... Where are you going out to get groceries? Yeah.
My Banana 2 is going to get the name of the kid.
You don't remember the name of your... This would be your fourth son?
No, I don't.
What is it?
Pat.
So Banana 6 is Pat. All of this is to say that this is a family. This is a family that we grew and grew and grew and grew and grew.
And here you can see this beautiful expanse. Now, this, yes, the main house is pretty well run down. It hasn't really been repaired at all since World War II. And God knows there are parts of this house that I wouldn't go into. But this is where we live. You can see it right here. Can I describe to my audience?
Yeah.
We're looking over here at, by the way, when you said I wouldn't let you into your studio, we're in a jungle. I understand, but wherever my microphones are, that's my studio.
Well, yes, sir.
Woohoo!
Jesus, Phil. God, I've never had anybody stand there and just stick their chest out and do that to me.
Wherever my microphones are, Banana One, that's where I am.
Where I is. And I thought slavery was over.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I would like to say, Banana One, we understand that you miss the slave times.
No, I don't. That was a misrepresentation. I think back on when my family, when this was the banana plantation and not banana land, and there were slaves, yes, and there was a good business being carried out here, and there are times when I'm not myself, when I think back and, man, it must have been a good time.
So you think being a slave owner was a good time?
No, just the money that was being made, that's all. Sometimes I just wish that I wasn't living in these times where I've got Banana 16 standing out in the parking lot next to his Corvette smoking cigarettes waiting for me to come out there with a big fat wad of cash just to get him to get lost. Is he still out there?
Yeah.
I wish I was back there in the days of the banana plantation when I could just say, yeah, you, and you.
Yeah, just lord it over people.
No, that's wrong. Anyway, all right, let's get off of that, and let's get back to what we were talking about here, which is the family, the banana hammock. The banana hammock is the retirement center that I set up through my own blood, sweat, and tears. I set up the banana hammock, and we're proud of it. And, you know, see that bird? Is that making fun of me or something?
No, sir, it's just a bird.
Well, it's going, ooh.
It may be making fun of you.
I want to determine.
No, it is not, sir. It's a bird. That's just the sound it makes.
I want to determine that I don't have a bird behind me, you know, doing the bird version of a finger through the circle.
No, sir.
All right. So, the banana hammock. Then comes Mr. Dickman here and others who've said that a banana hammock is a jockstrap. So, what I named as the retirement center for the banana, bananas 1 through 16 and all, and the banana adjacents, is named after a jockstrap. You seem to me like you're emotionally not capable of doing this show.
Yes, I am.
No, you don't, because you're crying and you're, you know.
Yeah?
You are. You're crying and you sound like you're, I don't know, man. Sounds weird. I'm going to get Frank Gray in here. And
that's your attorney.
Yes, it is my attorney. And I want to talk to Frank and to find out what my rights are here when it comes to you taking out this restraining order. And I understand you filed a legal action.
We are asking for $10 million.
Good luck. Good luck with what? Getting the money?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why you say that, Mr. Henry, because you came in here and you started. What you did is what we call in the banana is you took the banana and started pretending it was your nose. You know what that means?
No, I don't, sir.
He was mocking your family.
Yes. When you take the banana and you put it up to your face and go, get me, I'm Jimmy Durante. There it is, right there. There it is.
It's not making fun of you, sir.
All right. We're going to get Frank Gray in here in just a moment, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, wait a minute. I've got things that I want to say.
Hey, it's Frank Gray in the middle of banana. And my wife, Margaret's here, and so many of my dear friends from California. I'm here in the Space Coast at Banana Town, or whatever it's called, I don't know, to tell you that a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show will do two things. It will keep the lights on at the Phil Henry Show studios and complex, the Phil Henry Show broadcast studio, complex, megaplex, and it will also give you the laughs that you need. It will give you the good time you deserve, the good time you require. Yes, the Phil Henry Show backstage pass, giving you access to thousands of hours of its great radio and digital content, is everything you need to feel like a man.
Get a backstage pass today at philhenryshow.com. I'm Frank Gray, and Phil is one of my dear friends,
I've known it for many years. Phil Henry Show back here with Banana One here at Banana Land on the Space Coast. Very, very beautiful here. This is kind of an old plantation, Banana One.
Yes, this is our original banana plantation, which we now call Banana Land. We have some 31 people living here, all members of the banana, and which means they're all white people. It doesn't mean we're not racially discriminatory, but people will say this is Banana Land. Wasn't this the banana plantation? And I said, are you saying, did we grow bananas? And that's what they'll say. Didn't you grow bananas? No, we did not. We had slaves here, and we grew, and it was, I forget what it was.
You don't know what the main crop was.
I don't even think it was a crop. I think it was car repair.
This was in the 1860s. There were no cars.
Okay. Well, you see, that's what I'm saying. I'm so disoriented. This was a plantation, agricultural? I guess it was, yeah.
Sure wasn't bananas.
No, it was not bananas. Do you see any bananas around here? When you see a banana, man, you kick its ass. Okay? Sir, just take it easy. Frank Gray joins me. Frank Gray is my attorney. Frank, when did you receive this complaint?
Phil, I got this complaint from a gentleman by the name of Ephraim Zipper. Is this your attorney?
Yes, that is correct. Ephraim Zipper. What are you looking at?
I not made the man's acquaintance. I understand, man. This man is an attorney in the Orlando area.
That, yeah.
Yes or no?
Am I being deposed here?
No, sir. I want to get clear on...
Yeah.
Well, I got this complaint that they presented to Judge Newley. Judge Newley has been retired for 5 years and is an alcoholic. So when you say that you presented to it this petition that it signed and then it collapsed,
I did not do this. My attorney, Rolf Zipper, did.
Rolf Zipper?
Yeah. He goes by several names. And then Mr. Zipper watched him sort of back up, backpedal, and then fall back on the couch and begin snoring.
Well, you understand it's not a valid restraining order.
That's not what I was told. I was told any judge, whether he's retired or not, who signs the restraining order and the injunction, enjoins you.
Well, no, wait a minute. You injunk a man, which means he's not able to... This is a ridiculous thing, Phil, but believe it or not, this was ruled on by the Supreme Court 5 years. When you injunk someone, you are telling that man he may not have relations with a woman for anywhere up to 21 days. His junk has been...
Oh, you're kidding me. Frank, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding, Margaret, okay? I'm here because I've got a very dear friend and a client who's in trouble.
All right, but that sounds like the most asinine thing I've ever heard. You're telling me when you injunk a man, he's not allowed to have...
It's called injunking.
What's enjoining?
Enjoining is to basically enjoy your career.
Frank, all right, I'm sorry, sorry.
It's enjoying. It means it's the same thing as you got to stop. No, 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 no. Now, what happened to you, Phil, is that this man, Mr. Zipper, representing Banana One, and that is the banana, in a court of law, got a restraining order whereby you are not allowed to come into your studio.
But wait, well, hold on.
What was done, in fact, was a retired judge with an alcohol problem. Was someone knocked on its door, it answered, it signed it, and then it staggered back and fell asleep.
So this didn't find its way into a courtroom?
Yeah, it did. It found its way into the offices of Judge Casey Blatterman. And that's when he said, well, this isn't a real judge. It's a drunk living out here in Alma Springs. Forget it.
So it's not a valid?
It is not a valid restraining order. And Banana One, I'm very sorry to tell you that.
I can tell you that it doesn't matter. My family will fight for its right until the very end. What's that?
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Isn't that great?
But
we will fight for our rights under Florida statutes and the statutes of the United States of the America. But what's been done to me,
what exactly is the complaint?
My complaint is, Mr. Gray, is that your client misrepresented what we are, said that I believed in slavery, said that I believed...
No, I didn't say that, sir.
Yes, you did. You said that I said that I supported slavery.
Oh, God, you almost tore that microphone right off the stand, Phil.
Sorry. You said
What you said, sir, was that you imagined you were back in slave times and you were talking to the slaves.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that I wanted slavery back. Doesn't mean that at all. Doesn't mean that at all.
Well, what we've done is we've essentially said that we've quashed the subpoena and we've squashed the petition. So one was quashed, the other was squashed.
There was one that was squished.
And the one that was squished was the initial pleading. So
what do you mean squished?
These are legal terms, Mr. Hendry. I've been down this road many times.
But what I'm trying to tell you, Phil, is that the initial was squashed by the judge. The alcoholic judge, it was squashed. Then the second pleading was squashed by Judge Calpepa at the Orlando courthouse. And the last one was squished by Mason Benson, who was a law clerk, who looked at it and basically said, just wadded it up and blew his nose into it. All right, well, so there's no restraining order. No, there's not.
Well, Mr. Hendry,
I feel that I've not been served well.
You've had the platform of my show here, though, sir.
That is true, Banana One. You've been able to sit here and educate us as to the realities of your family. We know this is your beautiful plant. It's not a plantation.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. It's not a plantation. It's Banana Land.
All right, it's Banana Land.
You just said Banana Land.
Banana Land.
Okay. And this is where we live. Up to 25 people at any given day are in that house performing.
Man, you don't even want to know.
Why say? Is it bad stuff?
No, it's not bad stuff at all. It's creative. It's religious. Some of it's even Caribbean in the religious overtones.
What are you talking about, voodoo?
Yeah, you must be voodoo.
No, I didn't say voodoo. I didn't say it isn't voodoo, but what I'm trying to tell you is we are a changed family, the Banana. And Banana simply wants to protect its rights.
All right, well, I did not mean to say that, I didn't mean to insult you with the Savannah Bananas baseball team. Are you going to start your own baseball team?
We're here willing to support anyone that wants to form a team called the Savannah Banana or just a team called the Banana. Or the Space Coast Banana. I don't know how it's done. I wouldn't know baseball. I'm not a sports fan.
Well, you could get a team called the Space Coast Banana.
Yeah,
well,
just call it the Banana.
But if you call it the Banana and then the Savannah Bananas, you know, I think that's going to get people are going to be confused.
Just call it, how about this, the Banana Family Banana?
No, that sounds sexual. May I get up and leave now?
Banana One, you wanted this time, and we gave you this time.
May I get up and leave now?
Yes, sir, you may.
Okay. Banana Two, let's go.
Hey, I said let's go.
Don't talk to her that way.
I'm sorry.
Banana One, his wife just smacked him across the face, and for the first time, maybe in the history of the show, I don't care.
You don't care about, oh, boy.
Sorry. This has been the Phil Hendry Show featuring the Banana.
We don't blame you if you don't understand anything what was said.
Yes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the Space Coast in Banana Land. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. Podcast One.
Yeah, it's on Banana One.
Yeah, that's what they ought to do, but they don't. Can we get out of the jungle, please?
The cars are over there. We're going to have to get through. We got to hike through here to get to the car.
God damn.
I'm Ephraim Banana. I'm Banana One. Do something about it.